Okay, we're talking to Christine Bumstead. She's the performance coach for the Saskatoon Blades, assistant coach for the U of S Husky women's team, and, might I add, the first female member of the coaching staff of the Saskatoon Blades. Christine, I mean, that all ties in perfectly with Girls Rock Night tomorrow, doesn't it?
It definitely does, yes.
So how has your first season and a bit been going with the Saskatoon Blades? So you joined last year. How have things been?
It's been great. You know, I don't think there isn't any complaints. It's been great so far. And I've really enjoyed being a part of it and being a part of all the players, you know, personal journeys and successes and the team journey and successes all the way through.
Well, and it really is. It's more than just a job. It's very much a lifestyle, because when you're doing this sort of thing, that is what is on your mind all the time, isn't it?
It definitely is. There's very few hours in my day that I'm not thinking about hockey and all the teams and players that I'm coaching.
So how does it feel? Because you normally full-time work as a teacher, but you actually took the year off so that you could go full-time for the Blades. So it kind of shows like you're going all in on this.
Definitely. You know what? I think it was a hard decision for me to make, but my thought was, you know, I wanted to be able to give as much time and energy to my athletes and to the team as I can. So that was, it was actually an easy decision in what was driving me and what I felt my purpose definitely was for right now.
Easy decision, but in a way a little bit bittersweet, right? Because you're saying goodbye to one part of your life, or at least putting it on hold, but also welcoming in a very exciting new chapter.
Exactly. That's totally what it was, and being able to focus full on coaching and just being there for the players.
So Girls Rock Night, the Blades going to be hosting Edmonton at SaskTel Center. What are we expecting, I guess, first of all, in terms of festivities at SaskTel Center for tomorrow?
Yeah, well, it's definitely not the first year that the Blades have done this. This is going on to year five, but this year is going to look a little bit different. There's a lot more interaction and interactive stations for the girls this year who are in attendance. So at 5:30, if teams are coming, come for 5:30. That's when the presentations will start, which will be with myself and some of my Husky girls athletes. And then after that, there's going to be different booths and kiosks set up around the concourse for the girls to take part in, like photo booths, some interactive things with the Huskies and Valkyries football, and then like friendship bracelet making and other things with Saskatoon police and fire as well.
Oh man, that's going to be a lot of fun. Well, let's talk about the team for a moment. So last couple of games, the Blades not quite getting the result they wished for, you know, losses to Kamloops and Kelowna, but Edmonton is in town tonight, and then of course Tri-City Americans in town for tomorrow. How are we feeling going into these games? Because I know last time the Blades played Edmonton, it was a 6-2 win for the Blades.
Yeah, you know, I think we're just really looking forward to getting back on home ice and playing in front of our fans. They really drive us throughout the game. Ready to turn the page on our last two games on our BC trip and just focus on this weekend and having a good game against Edmonton, getting in it really early, and then a good game tomorrow night against Tri-City for the Girls Rock Night.
Well, people want a good night out. I mean, there is something to be said about that electric atmosphere at SaskTel Center. Those Saskatoon crowds, when they go, they really go, don't they?
They do, and I think what will be our secret advantage tomorrow night is some people maybe don't, or maybe they underestimate an all-girl crowd or a majority-girl crowd. If anyone learned anything at the Rivalry Series game last year, is when you fill that rink full of girls' hockey teams, it gets rocking and it gets loud to a whole new octave. So I think the Blades will have that in our favor tomorrow night.
Well, so excited for the ladies to bring the thunder at SaskTel Center tomorrow. Again, that's the performance coach for the Blades, Christine Bumstead. Best of luck for the next couple of days, Christine, and here's for a good girls' rock night tomorrow night at SaskTel Center. Thanks for chatting today.
You bet. Thank you. Bye.